Your brand deserves better than one-size-fits-all branded clothing. Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your team will want to wear. Backed by above and beyond expertise, go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on furniture and bedding, cookware and holiday decor, and tons more. Now's the time to score big on finds to feast, get festive, and get comfortable all season long. Plus, enjoy fast and easy shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Tech Talk with Jess Kelly.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With cybersecurity solutions from Vodafone, your business can hack off the hackers. See vodafone.ie/business.
This is News Talk.
Yeah, you're very welcome to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Coming up over the next hour, we'll hear practical, real life, actually happening examples of how AI will benefit consumers in this country. Plus, we'll have our comprehensive review of the PS5 Pro with John Riley. As ever, if you want to get in touch, you can drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com, or you'll find me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. A little later in the show, I will answer your tech questions, and we're going to take a look at what The Guardian leaving X means, if anything at all. But I want to start this week with AI, because if you've been listening to this show for a while, or any show really, you'll know that AI is a buzz term of 2024, as it was for 2023, and it'll probably be for 2025. But while there has been a lot of big think pieces and some hot takes around how disruptive this technology could be, I wanted to look at practical examples of where, when, and why it is being utilised at the moment and what the benefits of it are. Glenn Sheridan is the solution engineering leader at Salesforce here in Ireland, and I'm delighted to say he joins me now. Glenn, it's great to have you on the show. Before we get into the AI side of things, can you just do a bit of a scene setter and remind everybody as to what exactly it is that Salesforce does?
Yeah, absolutely. So Salesforce essentially helps organizations and businesses to connect with their customers in a better way. So we have applications for sales teams, for customer service departments, for marketing organizations, and then tools like analytics and Slack for collaboration, and other tools like MuleSoft that help integrate different tools together in the background. And more recently, we're focused on data and AI. So we have a number of different solutions that help pull together different data sources to, again, allow businesses to understand their customers in a more effective way, essentially.
Mm. And I think it's really interesting to talk to yourselves about AI, because like, I know that Salesforce has been in Ireland alone for over 25 years. I know that you've been using artificial intelligence and different new technologies for much longer than the last 18 months, which is when the general public became aware of this. Can you talk us through and guide us through some examples that people may have encountered without realizing that they're interacting with AI over the last number of years?
Absolutely. So yeah, Salesforce has been in existence since 1999, and we opened our Dublin office in the year 2000, so just a year after it was founded in San Francisco. And since then, we have been essentially pioneering the way that, you know, businesses work within the cloud, but more recently within artificial intelligence. So Salesforce started looking into artificial intelligence in 2014, so a decade ago at this stage. And we launched our first product called Einstein back in 2016. In 2018, we actually started looking at these large language models. And I know that they have been, you know, incredibly popular and prevalent in the last couple of years. Everybody's familiar with ChatGPT and with tools like that. For Salesforce with AI, we have been going through the full suite of, I suppose, evolution of AI. So we started off with predictive analytics, and that would be where, you know, you might have 10,000 records of sales that you've completed, and you then create a new sales opportunity and you want the AI tool to say, well, is this going to actually close or not? More recently, then, we've been getting into generative AI, and our most recent innovation, which we launched only a couple of weeks ago back in September, is Agentforce. So Agentforce is a brand new way of launching and deploying AI agents into organizations. And this is really going to change the way that, I suppose, artificial intelligence will work with customers and with businesses.
So explain that a little bit further. So how exactly will it transform and impact and, you know, benefit those who utilize it?
Absolutely. So AI agents that we have within Agentforce, they're proactive, autonomous type of applications that will provide specialist support 24/7 to employees or customers. So if you think about from a customer perspective, if you want to ask a business a question, that might be through SMS, through chat, through whichever channel that you want, with an Agentforce agent, it will be able to answer some seamless questions, but also be able to take action on your behalf. And that's the big difference with this. So we've seen, you know, copilots, we've seen GPTs, we've seen all of these types of things. But the big difference with Agentforce is that it's able to actually take action on behalf of a customer or a user or whoever might be using it. And it can do that because it has access to the necessary data and the business knowledge to help it to execute tasks according to the specific role. So a specific role for an AI agent might be a service agent that helps with order management or helps with returns, for example. So let's say as a retail customer, you know, I've ordered a piece of clothing, I've got an event coming up next week, it arrives, it's the wrong size. So I would be able to have a conversational interface with that retailer to maybe ask a couple of questions, you know, how can I return this quickly? Can I get this in a different size? Is it in stock in a store near me if I need to get it quickly because it may not arrive in time for next week? Those are some of the examples of where an AI agent will actually be able to help. Because, it, you know, as I said, it's going above and beyond just giving some smart answers or some personalized answers. It's actually being able to take action and to be able to help customers 24/7 wherever they need support.
I think the big thing that I have realized in my own interactions with different AI platforms is the benefit of the contextual understanding of the AI. So rather than me having to speak like a robot or click on, you know, pre-inserted answers of yes, no, maybe, it's a much more natural way to interact. And it also does help me get to the end result that I want to that bit quicker as well.
Absolutely. And we've all had slightly frustrating experiences with chatbots because, as you said, you know, they're quite rigid. They're a little bit prescripted. If you want to do something that's quite simple, then they're really useful. But if you try and go outside that path, then often you run into trouble and you don't have that more intuitive and natural way of having a conversation. So, for example, if you're reaching out to your telephone provider and you want to ask a chatbot, what's my latest bill? It's probably going to be able to answer you. It'll probably give you an idea of what the figure is on your latest bill. But if you want to ask it some more questions like, well, why is my bill higher than last month? Or how can I add an international package? Or, you know, questions like this, where it knows who you are, it knows your account information, maybe some trends and information, and it's going to be able to actually help you to find the answers and take actions on your behalf. And I think that's the really powerful thing. I think one other really good example is UCD. So UCD are going to be one of the first trailblazers who are setting up Agentforce within Ireland. And what they're doing essentially is helping and empowering their prospective students to find those queries a little bit, or answers to those queries a little bit quicker. You know, recruitment and admissions in universities is incredibly competitive at the moment. And so for students who might be in a different time zone, who want to get quick answers to, you know, the sort of questions that they might have about a prospectus or a course or what's it like in Dublin, they can have this conversational type of interface and discussion with an AI agent. And that essentially then means that the admissions teams are freed up to spend more time on the kind of the more human connection, the issues that might need a little bit more time and attention and provide those students with additional support, which is really exciting. You know, the applications I mentioned, retail, you know, or looking up your bill, or, you know, even in higher education, we're only really scratching the surface of where some of these applications are going to be able to take effect.
I want to delve a little bit deeper into the behind the scenes of those solutions. So whether it is higher education, retail, whatever the case may be, how complex is it for, say, a retailer to fully avail of this? What type of data is needed? How much if any, scripting do they need to provide to train the AI to get the most out of this particular service for their end customers?
Yeah, we've always prided ourselves on the ability to configure Salesforce using clicks and not code, and more of that drag and drop interface. And, you know, since the company started, it's been a huge part of our organization that we democratize the access to software. So small and medium enterprises can get access to the same tools that a big multinational bank might have, for example. And it's the exact same with some of these AI tools. So with Agentforce, you essentially set up these agents in a way using natural language, just plain English. So you would give an agent a role, so that might be the admissions agent or the sales or the service agent. Within that, then you would start to give it some actions. And again, those are you know, drag and drop type of workflow processes that might be in the background that you probably already have in your organization anyway. You know, it might just be a button that a human would normally press, like, you know, initiate return or process payment or whatever it is. You know, the agent will be able to take advantage of those processes that already sit there. And then what is also done is you can put in guardrails, again, using just natural language. And those guardrails are things like instructions. So it might be, you know, wait until you process the order, until you ask the customer would they like it shipped or to be picked up. You know, things like that, that will just make sure that the AI agent within Agentforce just stays within the scope of what it's meant to do. And then, you know, essentially this means that for businesses that are small or big, they don't need to hire AI specialists. They don't need data scientists. They don't need to think about what model am I going to use? How am I going to train or retrain the model? It essentially just means they can get started quickly using the information that they have within in their system. And that can be data that's structured, like information about a customer, but it could also be unstructured information. And unstructured information is things like PDFs or a guide to your products, or it could be Slack messages that you have or emails that you've been sending to the customer previously. So it's incredibly quick and easy to get started. And actually, just one good example of a small company that is getting started that we heard of recently was an SME in the UK, a small pharmacy, an online pharmacy retailer that do skincare products, specialized skincare products. And what they're able to do now is stand up some Agentforce agents in the lead into Black Friday and Christmas, because their sales are going to go up. They're going to have a lot more queries from people about, you know, is this product suitable for me? Or how can I get it shipped to somewhere? How can I return it if I need to? All of these kind of queries that an AI agent can be able to help those customers to find those answers quickly. And then it means that their team are able to just scale up production and sales and focus on the things that matter.
Yeah, I think those sort of examples where it's not replacing people, it's enabling the people to get the more, you know, humanistic work done. But they're great. And I think that's where the benefit will truly be seen and felt. We obviously have to have the conversation around responsible AI and the integrity of the data and the integrity of the answers. What safeguards are put in place, and how much, if at all, is the human in the loop in this instance?
Absolutely. Trust and security are hugely important. And we've seen some of the negative stories about generative AI and co-pilots and things where, you know, situations have gone wrong. We have had, you know, trust and security built in from the very start of everything that we've done with AI. We set up a number of years ago an Office of Ethical and Humane Use that puts guardrails around what we do with AI. But when it comes to Agentforce, again, because it is grounded on customer data and you set up those guardrails and you put in those, you know, the limited scope of what an AI agent will be able to do, it just means that we're going to be able to see a lot more accuracy. We're seeing, you know, 36% more accuracy over, you know, DIY AI projects where people are setting up their own models or trying to train their own models. So we're seeing a really good return in terms of how these are a little bit more structured and also providing a lot more accurate answers. So, you know, that is something that is incredibly important, but it also means then that your customers are getting faster time to value because they're not having to go and build some of these AI tools from scratch. They're able to take advantage of these tools and make them work for their business a lot more quickly.
That adaptability is something that I'm sure, like you alluded to that SME example, that must be very beneficial to them. So in the instance of Black Friday, for example, a lot of retailers may have different return policies, or they may extend the return policy till after Christmas, whatever the case is. Is that something that can be updated by the customer, as in by the retailer in question? Can they just go in and tweak and update whatever their policies are, rather than having it be a very big, arduous, you know, all hands on deck to try and reprogram situation?
Yeah, absolutely. And that would be typically something that would take weeks and months of back end work and IT teams coming in and tweaking workflows and so on. So yes, that is something that Agentforce can take care of. And again, that goes back to the unstructured data that I was talking about before. And we've seen examples where, you know, customers can upload a PDF with their policy and all of the information in there. And that might be 30 days, normally 90 days around Christmas, whatever it is. And it can start to read and pull out information from those PDFs and then use that as grounded data when they're having conversations with customers. And the other thing actually worth mentioning is that, you know, Agentforce has a reasoning engine that's built into it. So this is continuously evaluating and reevaluating what the customer is requesting. You know, what type of topic is this about? What are the things that the agent, the AI agent, can do to help that customer? But the other really important thing to remember is that if it gets stuck, if it's a little bit unsure, it can seamlessly escalate to a real human who is already working in Salesforce. They're already in the customer service tool, or there might be in the sales tool. And so that can just pop up and be managed then by having that human in the loop who can answer any of those questions that might go beyond the scope of what an AI agent will be able to achieve, because we really don't want AI guessing or taking risks on the behalf of businesses. So that's where it's a real seamless handover to a human that's always in the loop if needed.
And my final question is in relation to the customer response, as in the person at the end interacting with something like this. Have you been measuring and monitoring how the humans are finding this, and, you know, looking at what the trends are in terms of if and when people get stuck or the AI gets stuck? Is it being integrated and utilized by, be it the average Joe or the consumer, in as seamless a way as you would hope?
I think there is a bit of a challenge ahead of us to try and regain trust for the end customers and the consumers who have probably been let down by those chatbot experiences or similar tools. Last night, for example, I went on to a retailer. I was trying to find a bit of information and I clicked on their chat button and it said chat is offline because it's after 6 p.m. And so if people have these types of experiences, or like you mentioned earlier on, where a chatbot doesn't really answer the question unless it's in a very seamless way, we need to rebuild trust and we need to show people that AI and these Agentforce agents can actually answer questions and do it in a personal way, in a conversational way, in a trusted way that is going to help them to find these answers and to take these actions. It's still quite early for Agentforce, but we do have a number of customers across the US who are seeing amazing returns and interaction with their customers. Saks is a really good example. They're a retailer that focus on luxury goods across the US, and they've rolled out Agentforce to help with, you know, the sort of issues I mentioned earlier on, like customer returns or how to do pickups. But also they're starting to provide a personalized shopping experience for their customers. So they can go on, ask about, you know, what item might go with this outfit and so on. And the response has been really encouraging, and we're really excited to actually show this off to all of the businesses in Ireland and help them to take advantage of some of this new AI technology.
Yeah, well, look, I think it's an exciting time. I also think that point you made there is an important one to remember. This isn't just, you know, a new stage of the chatbots that existed before. This is something that's entirely new. And I think that the conversational element, the contextual element, the human in the loop element, all of those different things will make this a different product entirely. And I do think the customer experience should be better as a result. Hopefully we will check in a few months' time and hear how it's going. But for the moment, Glenn Sheridan, thank you so much for joining me here on News Talk.
Thanks, Jess.
Yeah, I love hearing examples like that are real world and real life examples of how we are going to feel the benefit of artificial intelligence. I think a lot of the conversations around the technology have been pretty doomsday, have been pretty scary, and haven't been based in reality. So I think that has been incredibly beneficial. And I'm interested to see you know, when we check in with Salesforce in a few months down the line, and others as well who are doing or providing services of this nature, just how it's going. Have you, as a consumer, noticed when you're interacting with AI? Have you known it's AI? Have you been surprised to learn after the fact that it's AI? Let me know what you think. You can email me, techtalk@newstalk.com. Right, when we come back, John Reilly is going to have a comprehensive review of the PS5 Pro.
Your brand deserves better than one-size-fits-all branded clothing. Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your team will want to wear, backed by above-and-beyond expertise. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product.